Well, this is the matchup that Broncos fans probably feared the most, Steelers and Broncos. Hello, I'm Phil Milani with Andrew Mason, telling you two players to watch out for with the Steelers, and you guys know these guys all too well. Starts with Big Ben.
Yep, and we know what he's done over the years, 10-5 in the playoffs. He's actually 5-2 away from Pittsburgh in the postseason, but one of the two is against Denver. Remember the wild card game back in January of 2012. But, you know, Roethlisberger, he's seasoned, experienced, great in the pocket, has beautiful footwork, especially for a big guy. And these are the traits that we've seen on him from day one since he entered the league back in 2004. He trusts all of his receivers. He spreads, even though obviously he's got Antonio Brown with a big season, he spreads it around. Marcus Wheaton, Martavis Bryant, they make plays. And even though the running game has taken some hits with injuries, it hasn't mattered because Roethlisberger is still capable of beating you almost by himself. Really a terrific player, a big challenge, and the fact that he has arguably the best receiver in the game right now in Antonio Brown helps him even further.
Yeah, and we all know what Antonio Brown did against the Broncos in that first matchup this season. 16 catches and 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, and 136 catches for this season. He's capable of beating you, you know, almost by himself, at least as close to beating you by himself as any receiver can be. Chris Harris Jr., he had not allowed a touchdown in 2 years, dating back to 2013, and then he goes against Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown has 2 touchdown catches at Chris Harris Jr.'s expense. You know that Harris is going to want redemption for what happened at Heinz Field back in December. This matchup, you know, I think this is the one that he wants the most, and I don't think there's anyone more competitive in that locker room than Chris Harris Jr. But as you can see, others took their turn. Bradley Roby, he struggled to cover Antonio Brown as well. So it's going to be interesting to see if it's almost all Chris Harris Jr. and Antonio Brown, or if we see more of Roby, more of Aqib Talib, if they try to kind of, you know, catch the Steelers off guard and change up some of the one-on-one matchups. So that being said, Brown, terrific, and, you know, a big challenge for the Broncos. He's the only guy who's really sliced and diced the Broncos secondary in the last couple of years. They're going to have their hands full, but I think they're also going to be jacked for this matchup above all other possible matchups that the Broncos had going into this week.
Yeah, we heard Chris Harris say it last week. Hey, he'd love another shot at this. It's just the competitive instinct that you have. Antonio Brown set an NFL record with 265 catches over a 2-year span, so it'll certainly be a challenge. Okay, those are two players to watch for. For Andrew Mason, I'm Phil Milani.